Blog Talk Radio.
With us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. I saw you got to sign in before me.
Oh, my goodness, Cindy. I was very, very freaked out just there. I was letting the music go a very, very long time.
And I said it's because I kept dialing in and it kept blowing me off. So I was like,
just keep in mind, listeners, that, you know, there's always something going on with me. Well, this week, I'm actually on my way to Lake George. So I met up with some friends, you know, in Pennsylvania, and originally the intent was to do the show live from Pennsylvania. Which is where I'm doing it now. However, the people whom I was supposed to be with in order to do the show wound up running late in an immense amount of traffic, leaving me with no computer in PA. So I actually had to go and call up some other friends, my new friends, who we're going to be spending the weekend with, and say, okay, listen, my first time at your house. I'm going to be rude. I need your computer. So, you know, my friend Lori was gracious enough to just hop off of the work that she was doing to loan me the computer. And then I called you to say, hey, listen, I'm going to get to a computer. I'll be on time. And then here I am looking for you, and the show is on, and you're nowhere to be found. And then I was just, it was a mess. But we're here, we're good, and,
well,
you know,
was I
happy
tried
to be
to
here.
Sign in on the host thing without looking.
But I called you again, and I said, dial the other number.
Right, and so that's what happened, and so I'm like, okay, here we are, whatever, it worked
oh,
out
goodness.
All,
yeah,
it's all
the,
in a day's
initial
work.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the initial message was calling on the host line because I wasn't sure when I was going to get to the computer. And then the second message had said, okay, scratch the first message. I'm going to be at a computer. Call your normal number.
And,
you know,
of course, you know, I have 10 readings in a row, and people run late here. So I had like 1 minute before the show to dial in and didn't look at any other calls, emails, nothing since this morning. So that's the day. But, you know, I just said it'll all work out. So I'm glad to hear your voice, and Nicole, just while I have you, please email me your address again, because I need to send you a thank you note, and I can't find it in my back email, so you'll email me your address. And we have so many callers tonight. Do you see all these callers? Hello? Hello, Nicole. How did I lose you?
Cindy? Hello? Okay, listeners, I don't understand what is going on. I just got dropped, and now Cindy just got dropped. This is going to be such an interesting show. I cannot even begin to I can't even begin to wonder what you guys are going through out there as you guys have to encounter our difficulties here. But it seems that Cindy has called back in. Let's try this again, okay, shall we? Cindy, I'm going to write a letter to Blog Talk, I swear.
I was knocked off.
Yeah, I know. You were knocked off. I was knocked off. Well, here's another little hint here. I'm going to have to be careful which lines I'm on tonight, because your number on my screen is appearing not once, not twice, but three times.
Really? Okay.
Yep. Oh, wait. Okay. No, now it's two times. Now it's two times.
Okay, so I think I'm the...
I don't know if you're the top or the bottom. You know what? I'm just leaving them both live, whatever it is. And, you know, how about before we lose each other again, let's take a caller.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
Let's take a caller, you know?
Because we've got so many callers tonight, and we've just been babbling. So
okay,
here we go. So we know who we're going to. We're going to be going to the 312 area code. Last four digits are going to be 6917, and we're going to see what they want to say, you know, to us today. So, hello, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you,
Hi.
Mike.
We're glad you got through. It cracked me up that the people calling in for 20 minutes have not been blown off, but the host keeps
blown
getting
off,
blown
we do.
Off. But you know, we have a different. They know our computers, so I'm not sure if it has something to do with that there's some kind of connection between Blog Talk and us that makes us blow off and not you, but whatever.
I don't know.
But anyway, you are calling from where?
I'm calling from Chicago.
Oh, great. And your first name is?
Tina.
Okay, Tina. So you've been waiting a long time, so you must need some guidance on something.
Yeah, more on finances, but I don't know if you guys are going to talk about love instead of finances, but...
We like to talk about whatever, because, you know, we like to talk about finances, too, because we all know that this is a, you know, hard economy for people. So people are really kind of struggling with economic issues, and that affects relationships a lot. And, you know, my parents were really soulmates, loved each other until the economics got bad. And, boy, did I watch that destroy their marriage. So economics and love are very kind of... connected.
So it's
really not as far-fetched as you may think.
Yeah.
But what I see with you here is you're almost not seeing the possibilities of something better. Are you getting a little depressed over your financial situation?
Yeah, it's just things are really, really bad for me, but I'm trying to kick the fear out.
Good.
And try to stay very positive, because fear hinders a lot of stuff, you know.
Right, and if we can't see things getting better, then they can't be.
Mm-hmm.
For you, it looks like you're really didn't expect to have so much of this economic problems, but are you looking outside of the box? Because what I'm seeing is the card with a woman who has blinders on, almost like she's not sure where to be looking next. Do you want to go back to the same career you had, or are you looking for something different now?
I have been looking for almost everything, because I just can't focus on the career that I have anymore. I just have opened myself to all possibilities, trying to have some income coming in whilst I try to kind of like go back and continue with my education or master's.
Good.
But...
And that's what's showing here. What are you getting your master's in?
I'm going to concentrate in finance.
Because that's what's showing up here is very, very good in finance. So there's a little bit of budgeting money here, but it does show in the future you really, really doing well financially. And do you have children?
No, I don't have.
That's in
no,
the future. Do you want there's children in a family?
Definitely,
in the future.
I want children. That's part of the reason why I'm trying so hard to make sure that things fit right now, because I'm doing this for my future children.
And that's important, because women have to support themselves. If they can't, then they sometimes stay way too long in bad relationships. But your cards are very good in terms of. You with children, you with a happy family life. Relationship-wise, do you not have one now?
I do have, I had gotten over a very long time relationship. There was so much disappointment, but that also I have let it go in the past. And I had known someone that a friend of mine that I had known for years, in April asked me out, and also he was expecting a job. He didn't get it. So now he's waiting until he can get things going with our relationship, which is fine because I trust him completely. And so we both kind of like in it's looking for work right now.
Right. And again, in the future is you with a wonderful husband, children, and a great career. So you're in school. You need something part-time, or do you want to have a full-time job and go to school still? Is that what you normally do?
Well, I normally have full-time work, and then I go to school. But right now, it's kind of like I have to sit for the GMAT, and my living condition is almost going nuts. So I have to find a job so I can prepare my mind mentally before going back to school.
Okay, good. Because
so I'm looking for something.
The job is showing up here, so try not to get discouraged. And, you know, again, we keep giving the little warning to people, if you're only looking for work on the Internet, you're probably not going to get it. And the Wall Street Journal has addressed that recently, that the Internet's not the best place to keep just looking for jobs. Do you look outside the Internet?
I have networked with almost everybody that I know.
Good. And that's the networking, even going into places or even sending resumes to places that you would like to work. Because most of the jobs that are out there are never anywhere where you could see. So if you start applying to places, it looks really, really, and pretty soon. So don't get discouraged, you know. And even with the guy, the two of you might want to connect a little bit and, you know, not worry when it's the ideal time. Because, you know, you could help each other and even, you know, support each other during this time that you both feel a little bit lost. So very good things in your cards. And, again, just see yourself with that job. Get yourself out there. Finance is very good. So if you can get something in the financial world, it would help you with, you know, with your future job. But you don't necessarily need a master's degree in finance to start getting into the financial world.
I was in the financial world before.
Right, and it looks really good. There is a job here. So don't get discouraged. You have really, really good cards. And you know, just keep seeing the future going forward and try not to say it's a bad economy, because if we think that, then God says, okay, you think it's, I'm not giving you a job. There really is no shortage of work on this planet, and start seeing something that needs doing and doing, even if it means creating your own business in some way or a part-time little business you do it as you're working something else. You know, thinking outside the box usually gets us a job.
The problem with me right now is I have gone to big corporations that have been interested in me based on my background, but I always end up being the first or second runner-up, and I don't know why that keeps happening with me.
Okay, do you practice your interview skills? Because
yes, they do love me when I go for the interview. They do really love me, but almost at the end, someone internal beats me to the job, or, you know, it's just like I'm the first two people top picked. It just keeps happening. I'm like, what is happening?
Okay, again, this time you're just going to go in there knowing you're going to be the one who's the top pick. And, you know, it is a little discouraging because sometimes it does go to people who know people and things like that. But, you know, all the interview skills you've been acquiring and all the interviews you've been doing are going to help you with the job. And it really does look very, very soon. So don't get discouraged. Get yourself out there. And please call and let us know when you get the job, because we love to hear that. You know,
I was even thinking about going to babysit because it's gotten that bad. So I don't know if that's what I should go in. Well, I should just keep doing what I'm
Well,
doing.
I would tell you, you know, while you're still looking for another job, babysitting is not bad. That's the fast money. And women do have to go to work. And so when other women help women do that, it really does give us some good karma. So, and again, God appreciates us doing jobs and doing them well, even if it's not our ideal job. And that's how we're usually rewarded, because God knows we really do want to work. You know, sometimes we have to do something we don't ideally want to do, but don't stop looking, because babysitting is something you could still have time to put your resumes out and go into interviews and be kind of flexible with.
No, they don't. They're normally not flexible because they also have to go to work 9 to 5 or whatever time. And so sometimes it's very difficult to kind of like tell them, hey, I'm going to do something. It's just not, it doesn't really work for people who need nannies and stuff like that. That's
well, maybe do you have a friend that the two of you can sort of do a job share?
That's what I was thinking. I don't have anybody. That's what I was thinking. If I had somebody that we could share, that would have been great.
Right. That's what I said. Try to put that out there. Like, you want to look for someone who's, you know, wants to do a job share, a baby getting a nanny job, because you're both job hunting. And it could be someone who wants to be an actress, so she needs some flexibility too, you know. Mm. So that's thinking outside the box. And once we do that, the universe usually guides us to that person. I mean, sometimes they land on our doorstep. So don't be surprised. When we have a good idea that works, most people just think, oh, this isn't going to work because of this. Why don't you figure out how you can make anything work by thinking outside of the box? And, you know, even if it's like, you know, a working mother would appreciate two other women trying to find another job or trying to do something else or going to school and doing this, it can work. As long as you do your job and when you say you're going to be there, you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And the universe respects that. But I do see you doing something very, very much like that.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you, and thank you so much.
Thank
We're going to take
so
our
much.
Next caller, and we you have such good energy. I'd hire you if I had a job.
Thank you. Thank
good
you.
Luck. Bye.
I appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay,
Nicole, you're moving right along here.
Yeah, you see, I've been working very, very hard right now.
I can see that. I got the easy job. You got the hard job.
All right. Well, Cindy, right now we are going to go over to speak to Pamela in Michigan. And basically she's got a career question for you, and she's in a little bit of like a spiritual dilemma almost. Career. And the reason being this is that her current job, it affords her certain freedoms, and it has made her very, very comfortable. And basically, she's considering leaving this particular job simply because she feels that the people she's working for are lacking integrity, and there are other opportunities for her, but she's just not exactly sure whether or not she should be entertaining them because of the financial freedom that she has with her current position. So,
good question.
It really, really is. You know, she's thinking that is going to come and basically bite her in the ass for you know, engaging in this indulgence, you know, in this abundance while other people are going without. So hopefully you will have some great news and some wonderful advice for Pamela over in Michigan. Hello, Pamela, you're on the air.
Thank you so much, Nicole. Hello, Cindy.
Hello. What a good question. And, you know, we hear a lot of people saying they don't have a job right now, so it's actually pleasant to hear somebody with a job. But we're not ever asked to sell our soul for money. That's running a prostitute archetype. And although most women try to not stay in relationships for money in terms with men, sometimes we have to learn that lesson in business. So, you know, the people you're working for really don't have much integrity, I'll tell you that much. But
and they used to. They used
but
to
in
have
this economy,
integrity.
People tend to sell their soul. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They think, oh,
they
we
get
have
greedy,
to,
right?
They get greedy. We get cutthroat. That's actually the worst karma. If we're given abundance, we're asked to be much more ethical than we ever been. And you know, in terms of these people, there really are getting their business is going to be affected because, in all honesty, people of integrity end up in good economies, bad economy, doing well. When people start being greedy in this economy, eventually it will hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find something else. Try not to beat yourself over the head that you're incurring such bad karma right now. The universe did need you to see something about how the world works, how even good people can be corrupted in bad times. That was the energy of World War II. Even the good people didn't speak up. Do you understand? Even the good people who would never, ever, ever have done such horrific things got scared under Hitler, got scared to speak up, got scared to do what's right. And so if you've seen that there, that's what God wanted you to see.
Okay.
And once you've seen that, you don't need to stay there any longer, and the universe will give you, you know, another job that's abundant. You have a very good 5-year period opening up. Pretty much anything you want is yours. But if you stay there much longer, God may take that job out from under you. one way or the other.
I'm interviewing now, so I guess I just would need to make my best choice by the end of the month. Would that be a good time to move? Because then Saturn goes direct, and then before Mercury retrograde, like beginning of July.
Right. It's a good time. I tend to want to teach people that we rise above anything astrological when
Understood.
We're really in touch with the universe. It doesn't really matter. I never pay attention to what the universe is doing astrologically. It never affects me one way or the other. And
Understood.
So when you're like on the right path, the universe opens, you know, makes you walk on water no matter what.
Awesome.
And you're leaving this job for the right reasons. You could sell your soul for a dollar and stay. Or you could decide, I don't want to do this. And if you were to stay longer, you're going to start getting depressed because you really are a person of integrity and it doesn't sit well with you to see this.
Oh, it doesn't. It makes my stomach sick. I feel like
And that's good. And it just shows, you know, how we can see how people may stay in a bad marriage, married to a Hitler or a very bad person just because they're so afraid of money, or why somebody may do something over money. It helps us not judge people so much because we, you know, you had to weigh out the moral decision here, you know,
yeah.
And people tend to like the devil they know anyway. So leaving the devil we know is often part of life lessons.
Yeah.
But money is very, very good here for you in the future. And you're getting a lot of divine guidance to leave. The people are going to be shocked when you leave, by the way.
You know, good.
And they're going to be upset because you're what I call the donkey people. We do the work of eight people. You know, they're going to either have to step up to the plate and start doing some work or hire eight more people for you. So, you know, it's a little shocking. And they're going to push your fear buttons and make you feel like you're making a bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them tell you that, you know.
Thank
and it's,
you.
It's, you know, I've always been an independent contractor, and there were sometimes I had to walk away from people who, you know, I could make money for them, but they really weren't ethical people. And I felt like, okay, I'm doing, and I learned to, you know, stay because I was a children's entertainer for a long time and say, look, people are going to pay top dollar through this company, and at least when they get me, they get somebody decent. So in some ways I stayed, but after a while I would just find, these people, I'm helping build their reputation, and they're really not good. So eventually I left, but, you know, we have to weigh back and forth. But for you, nothing bad's in your cards, so don't think you're getting negative karma. You did need to see that lesson.
Thank you. I so appreciate that. And I don't feel it's going to turn around either, and you're not getting that either.
No, I'm getting that they're only going to get worse. And eventually that's when God either gets us laid off or shuts down the whole company.
Yeah, could happen.
There's a way of God getting us out of things, you know what I mean? Sometimes we get laid off if we really should leave. Sometimes God takes it away from us because we can't make that decision for ourselves. But it's always better if we leave on our own before we get that cosmic kick. And it's always easier to find a job when you have one.
Oh, thank you so much.
Good luck to you, and call and let us know what happens.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Cindy.
You're welcome, and we love your energy, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you so much.
Love of people who call our show? They have, like, the best energy.
They really do.
You and I have had a hard day. We're like, I'm feeding off of their energy. Give me some energy
today.
I
love the energy of our callers, you know. I mean, it's law of attraction, though, Cindy.
Well,
you know,
exactly.
Generally speaking, even when we have hard days, you know, we pretty much have got very good energy, I think, you know, together. So I think that we attract all those good people.
Absolutely. So I know you've been calling, you know, doing these calls, and there's people from all over. Wow.
I know
okay.
This. All right. Well, right now, we are going to leave Pamela in Michigan, and we're going to go over to Anna in Maryland. And basically, she is in a new relationship. All right, gentleman's name is David, and basically, you know, it's been a little bit quiet for the past few days, and she wants to know, is he the one? Is there something going on? She, you know, she's getting a little bit of those uneasy feelings that she, you know, could sometimes get in the beginning of her new relationship, so she wants some guidance from you, Cindy. So here we go, guys.
Question.
We are going to listen to Anna in Maryland right now. Hello, Anna. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Anna. I know, you know, I got the Fool card. The Fool card is you got to be a little bit fool to fall in love because it's kind of risk-taking and scary. And usually the first few months of a relationship overcomes a lot of the fears because, you know, we're just walking that path of love. How long have you been dating or knowing him?
It's been about a little over a month. And I've been through some bad relationships before that, so I'm a little scared.
Okay, and that would make sense. And, you know, that's why I said it takes a little bit of courage to fall in love again, and we do have to be a little bit of a fool. He's a little scared, too. I mean, you've fallen for the princes that became the beast. He's fallen for the princesses that become the beast, and you're both kind of waiting to see what's there. He's pulling back a little because he's scared. And, you know, there's two paths in life, love and fear. And a higher love tends to inspire fear. And you guys look like you have a really big connection here. Are you feeling that?
Oh, yes. That's the thing that's scaring us both.
Okay. So now, when you drive tomorrow or later on, listen to the love songs. Out of five, three will be about the love that got away. One will be, you know, Pink or someone singing about love that, you know, I was never this mean before you. And another one will be about soulmates making it. People run from a higher love because it really means that we have to heal issues. Mediocre love, we heal like 40% of our issues. Toxic love, you can stay angry forever. You don't have to heal anything. But now, you know, unhealed issues, you know, start to surface. We get scared. What if I love you? And the real, really big fear is what if I love you and something happens to you? It's pretty scary territory. So he's a little afraid. You're a little afraid. But you might want to have the talk about, you know, how, you know, love really can't grow without 2 feet in. I mean, he can't start taking 1 foot out now. You know, it's got to be 2 feet in. You know, and if he says, well, I'm not sure I want to do it, then you might have to have the courage to say, I'm taking 2 feet out for a while. Because you can't get close and then start watering it down. That's not natural. It doesn't feel natural, correct? It makes us anxious.
Yeah, that's why I've been uneasy. But, and you know, the text, we usually goof around and joke during the day and text, and that's stopped the last few days. But then all day I haven't heard from him. Then I got this really sweet text from him just now, and I'm just wondering.
Yeah, just because he knew you were calling in and I was going to call him on his behavior. what you might want to talk about is that, you know, you're not giving him pressure, but to hear on a regular basis is important. And that if did he used to text you all the time? Is that what you were saying and speak during the day?
Now, I mean, I know he's getting busier, but I'm just wondering what's behind that or, you know, how I should handle it.
And again, if people start in the beginning talking a lot, then to not, it's unnatural. And it usually, we're all busy. You were busy when you first met a month ago. And so sometimes when it looks that he's doing it because he's afraid. And what you might, you know, and did you not try to text him during that time when he didn't text you? Is that what you did?
I just don't want to overdo it. So I didn't, you know, I would text him. The other day I texted him, like, you know, have a good day, this and that, but I just didn't feel welcome to, so I didn't do
good,
it
and
anymore.
That's why he did a very nice one to you, because now he got scared.
Yeah.
So it's almost like the game playing, do you know what I'm saying? But you might want to have the talk about, you know, each day a little connecting with each other is important. And when you first meet, it seems like all you want to do is talk and communicate. And just know that he's a little bit scared, but when he didn't hear from you, he did get scared. Uh-oh, what's up, you know? So sometimes it's taking 2 feet out for a day or two and not texting where he's going to say, oh, what's she up to?
Yeah.
And have you had the talk about what you are? Are you a relationship? Are you, I know, you know, Nicole's going to laugh because your generation never, you know, it's booty calls, friends with benefits, hookups or whatever. But, you know, the relationship word seems to be one that is the scary word. Are you considered a relationship?
He tells his friends that. I mean, we haven't had the talk directly. I mean, we met online, so he asked me to not, you know, we both took our, you know, whatever profiles offline. He asked me to. And then, you know, I hear him telling his friends, you know, that I'm his girl or girlfriend.
Oh, that's good.
When he talks to them. Yeah, so it's a good sign. I can tell he's a little scared. I'm just not sure how to handle it. You know?
Again, the way to handle people who are afraid is, you know, if you're going to run, if you're going to run after him, he's going to run, you know. If you kind of step back and take your two mm-hmm. feet out, he's going to have to fear losing you more than loving you.
Yeah.
You're a good catch. He's not going to want you. You know, he already wanted your profile. If he knows, oh, well, man, she puts it on there for longer, somebody's going to come scoop her up.
Yeah.
So he shouldn't really want to leave you alone too long either, you know, because
yeah.
then he's going to wonder who you're seeing and what you're up to. And, you know, it looks very promising here. How old are you guys?
He's 39 and I'm 36. And you're right, the last 2 days I've pulled back and I haven't been, you know, texting and just kind of, like you said, backing off a little.
And that made him scared. Do you want children in the future?
I mean, I've considered it, yeah. I would like to have another child, you know.
And he looks like, you know, too. So it's both of you kind of a little bit of the tiptoeing toward each other, but now, you know, after that, it's really you're going to have to maybe say what you need. And,
okay.
you know, playing it a little hard to get with him will work. Because
okay.
he really worried why you weren't talking to him. So,
okay.
you know, I mean, you know, that's one of the things. Love can be fixed 2 feet in or 2 feet out, not the 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He's, you know, what you're going to ask is 2 feet in here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Nicole might have some comments on this because Nicole and Lisa did this little dance for a year and then and now they're totally committed. So
that's
she
not funny.
Can, She might have better advice than I do on this one because she seemed to have corralled the girl she wanted. So, you know.
Okay. Well, Cindy, what you're going to have to do there is you're going to have to give just back the conversation up and tell me what exactly I'm commenting
okay,
on because I heard the beginning and I missed the middle and then I heard the very tail end.
Okay, that she, you know, she has this relationship and they're kind of, you know, there and then he pulled away and didn't text much, and then she didn't text him for 2 days, and now he gave a very sweet text message. So I told her, kind of, you know, if you run after him, he's going to run. If you take
well, here's the thing: you never ever want to go and pursue somebody, you know, with that much, you know, intensity. You don't have to speak to somebody every single day. You don't have to text somebody every single day. There is mm-hmm. such a thing as a healthy distance, especially in the beginning of a new relationship, because mm-hmm. the one thing that you don't want to do is you don't want to get involved in a relationship with somebody, be completely attached at the hip, get caught up in all of the lust that comes with that, and then all of a sudden realize that once that lust wears off, you got nothing else but that. You know, it only comes with a certain degree of distance that you can actually sit there and that you can actually say, you know what, this is somebody that I want to be with. This is somebody that I would like to be around. This is somebody that I miss when they're not there in order to build something up from the foundation and from a good, solid foundation. So I think that it's great that, you know, that after, you know, a couple of days where he sent you a very, very nice text. But I think that the best thing to do is pursue a little bit at a distance, you know. Let him know that you're interested. Do not in any way, shape, or form give any kind of mixed signals like, well, when you're not going to talk to me, I'm just going to be out elsewhere. Let him know that he's missed when he's not around. But also let him know that you're completely self-sufficient and independent without him, and that if he does not start taking certain steps towards you, you know, in you know, to reciprocate the steps that you're taking towards him, that just as easily as you invited him into your life, he will just be as easily escorted out.
That makes a lot of sense.
A little yeah. tougher. That's why I said she's more of your generation. So, you know, Nicole, you know, knows a little bit more. I mean, I've always been the one that always told people from the first, you know, you're 2 feet in or, you know, 2 feet out. But I don't, you know, I don't want drama and I don't want disease. So come forward.
You can be 2 feet in without necessarily being completely monogamous and being completely, you know, like I said, married to somebody, you know, after the first date. You know, my girlfriend and I now, you know, we dated for a year. Okay, prior to becoming 100% monogamous. I did my thing, she did her thing. Now, over the course of that year, we wound up spending more and more time together. Over the course of that year, we were practically living together. But it was something that happened very, very naturally, where we both had our freedoms. And I'm not saying that to be, you know, commitment phobic or to feed into any kind of commitment phobia, because we were really, really trying to see whether or not a commitment was what we wanted. You know, and after a while, when we realized that we were in a non commit, you know, we were in an uncommitted, committed relationship, it was kind of like, this is silly, you know, and we had a conversation about it, and we committed to each other right then and there. There was no discrepancies. We put it all out on the table. This is how I feel. This is how you feel. But you know what? I was still allowed to date other people when we first engaged in this. She was still allowed to date other people while we were still engaged in this. Dating is about trying different people on. Dating is like trying on clothes, you know? Some clothes will fit you better than others. Some outfits, you know, you could look better in. Some outfits, you know, might look better on somebody else. You got to try on different people and see how they fit. And when it's a right fit, you have to not let that go. You know, if it's a decent fit, then you know what? Don't hold on to it. Let somebody else have it, and then you go on to something that fits you and suits you better.
Exactly. You know, all of this makes sense. I mean, when we're together, we're amazing together, and we've been spending a lot of time. And like you were saying, I think the couple of days has been good and healthy because we were seeing each other a lot. So I'm more old-fashioned, though. I kind of have been in relationships. You know, I like to be in relationship, not the whole dating scene, but I've got to change my mindset, I guess, a little bit.
Right. And you, I see that you guys really, really have potential here. And again, sometimes, you know, we have to learn. It's not that he's not just that into us, or if people run, they're just sometimes not into a higher love. And they're not into what we're offering. So, you know, sometimes it doesn't make sense for women. And I'm not talking about you, because we have a lot of listeners in which everything went good and he or she ran. Mm-hmm. And we have to stop taking it personally that we've done something wrong. We might have done everything right, but that person just isn't ready for that higher love.
Mm-hmm.
And in us doing everything right, the universe recognizes that and will grant us another soulmate. So we're responsible for our behavior. We're not responsible for everybody's a commitment phobic and running. Because you're responsible for your behavior, being karmically correct, not playing games, and if he does do something that hurts you or you see him pulling away, then it is karmically correct to ask why. And, I'm seeing things moving very well here, so I'm not worried about your love with him and it growing. So, just stick your 2 feet in. It's your time. Look, he thinks the world of you. I mean, if he could have gone to central casting and casted what would be his ideal girl, you're her. He tells everybody good things about you, so that's a good sign.
Okay, very good. Well, thank
you. Good luck to you, and thanks for sharing your story with us, and call in again in the future.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, Nicole. You certainly handled that very well. I'm glad you were here, because
your
advice is much better than mine in this instance. We've got somebody from West Babylon, a Long Islander. Isn't that great?
We're going to go back over to New York now. We're going to come home for a little bit, Cindy, and we're going to speak to Donna. And basically she's got a career question, but she needs an overall scope of things because she just needs some guidance, you know, period. She said that she's got a little bit going on in all facets of her life, but basically, you know, what her initial call was that, you know, she's stuck in a path that is completely out of her control, you know, where she's working right now, and you know the future is a little bit uncertain, and you know, like I said, she's got things going on all over the board, and she wants to know A, if there's any relation, and B, how can she kind of just take control of things and get to where she wants to be. So hopefully you'll have some good advice for Donna in West Babylon. Hello, Donna, you're on the air.
Hi, Cindy, how are you?
Hi, Donna. Good questions. And are you working on your spiritual life? Because boy, I'm seeing a lot of divine guidance coming in these cards. So are you doing your inner homework a little bit?
Yes, I'm trying to.
Good, because you're getting a lot of divine guidance. And career-wise, are you trying to make a switch or you're not working? What's the story with that?
No, I've been in my career for quite a few years, and there's a promotional opportunity. And I have, it's something I've worked for the entire time that I've been here. And I'm not 100% certain that I will get the job. It's out of my hands, in that I'm a civil servant. So there's rules and regulations to that. So I'm not 100% certain that the position is going to be there for me.
Well, I could tell you this. You have definitely worked toward it. And what I got was a little bit of a promotion here, and a better money here, too. So it certainly looks like you should get it, and you know, you do have a few obstacles in the way of it. So if it's not this particular promotion, there's definitely another one. So
okay.
I don't want you to get discouraged. You know what I mean? Because there is somebody you got to watch your back with a little in these cards. Do you know who that person is?
Yes.
Okay. So we can't, you know, ignore that person. But even if that person somehow blocks this, you have to trust that the universe is really on your side. So if you don't get this particular promotion, it probably wasn't going to serve your higher good to be best for you.
Okay.
But there's definitely
That's
another
comforting.
One. There's definitely another one. Do you know what I mean? And,
okay.
you know, so keep doing your work to the best of your ability. Relationship-wise, are you ready for love?
Go ahead. I believe that I finally am.
Good, because I believe you better be, because he's here encircling right near you. And it's you don't have any negative cards here other than, of course, watching your back with that person, but that's not always such a negative. You see it's there, and you're on divinely guided path. So sometimes even when people appear to have sabotaged our destiny, they've actually done us a favor. So that, I'm not seeing that person being a major problem. This man is circling near you. Are you doing anything to meet anybody?
I am actually in a relationship and have been. It will be 3 years, a little bit later this month.
Are you ready to move it forward now?
Most definitely.
Okay, because, you know, he can be your husband. I've read you before, because I've seen that alignment of cards before. We've read you before?
No, but you've read family members.
Okay, good, because this man is definitely one who could, you know, take it to the next level. Does he want to?
Yes.
And
He wants to, I want to. I have teenage children, so sometimes that's sort of our stumbling point where we don't always see eye to eye.
Okay, and it's funny because you two of you really are on the same page except for that. But you guys are soulmates, and you know there's that heart, soul, mind, body connection. And he, you know, for you and him, you have to realize that as soulmates, you were brought together for those kids. And they need to see, you know, love starts out good and then it stinks and then you get something better. But, you know, as far as the kids go, you know, he's the one that maybe needs to realize that he has to kind of butt out sometimes. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
And let you make your decisions with your own children?
Correct.
And that could be a problem. So if eventually that didn't iron itself out, you would be granted another soulmate. I'm seeing that because, you know, soulmates usually work in five-year cycles. By the time you hit the five-year mark, you guys are either going to be on the same page or you're the one that will get fed up. Not him.
Okay.
Because, you know, he means well. But,
most
you know,
definitely.
You're the world's expert on your children. And there is a time when, you know, for both of you, the kids can manipulate. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yes.
So, you know, if you see when your children manipulate and you handle it well, I think he'll be okay about it. But in some ways, kids like sabotaging things, teenagers. Are you? Because they're miserable. Teenagers are miserable, so they can't wait to make us all miserable. So if you could be a little bit stronger with your kids, but ask him to kind of not get in the middle sometimes. It looks very, very good here. I mean, he loves you. There's no doubt about it. And he has children as well?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, because that's why we're all perfect parents when we don't have kids. Do you know? You might need to have to say that to him.
Yes.
Because what you see from the outside when you don't have your own children, you know, yeah, probably what he's saying is correct oftentimes, but it's a lot harder to do some of that stuff when you are a mom.
Most definitely.
So, you know, kind of saying it with a sense of humor that he's a perfect parent because he doesn't have any kids might make it work. But he's means well, but again, it's a different generation of children, too, that are a little harder to deal with than in the past.
Most definitely.
So anybody who has kids knows, you know, look, the kids are dealing with drugs and sex and from the time they're 11 years old in their world. It's not the same world that it used to be. So they're dealing with big issues. And did he ever want children of his own?
Yes.
Okay. And how old are you?
50. We're both 50.
Right. So, I mean, at this point, you guys aren't going to have children of your own.
No, mine will be his. And,
right. And
he,
the grandchildren will be, and the grandchildren will be grandchildren you have together. So that
yes.
will be his time to have children. But again, just getting him to understand that he's, you know, he's 50. He's in the generation that I am. We were different when we were growing up. We just were, and this is a generation that's a little slower to grow up. So he's got to understand that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, and he loves you. Again, by the time you hit the 5-year mark, you're either going to, you know, decide to take it to the next level and marry, or maybe it won't be. But I see it more that it should be.
Okay.
He's just a little nervous too. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Yes. Was he ever
definitely.
Married before?
No.
Again, it's, you know, he's 50, but he hasn't been married. He hasn't had children. And really, you don't grow up that easily unless you have kids of your own. And that's why this is a good growing up experience for him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, but your kids like him, I think. They really
yes, they do. They do.
How old are your kids?
16 and 19.
Yeah, and those are the worst years. I mean, I used to have a joke. I could understand why in India they married their children at 14. Who the hell wanted to deal with them at the seniors? I mean,
no.
It's rough years, but pretty soon they're at the better end of these.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, just asking him to butt out's important. Does
okay.
he listen when you ask that?
He started to.
Right.
And he's, everything he does is out of love and caring. And I know that the girls know that, but it's hard to have him take a step back.
Right. And again, until we have parents, until we have children, it's very
mm-hmm.
of our own. It's very hard to realize how hard it is. And he loves them. So it's becoming like children of his own. But you know, it's still up to you because you are their mom to make the final decision. And if it's wrong, you say, look, I'll admit it later on, but I have to do what I think is right.
Exactly.
And there is no perfect parent. We're all struggling through it. You know, and money looks good here, by the way.
Oh, that's...
So try to relax on that. And, you know, he's a good man. You agree with that?
No, I most definitely. Most definitely.
And, boy, I wouldn't want to be thrust into somebody's teenager's book.
No, not at all. I mean, I told him from the beginning, run while you can.
Right, and he didn't. So now he's stuck with what you got, you know?
Yes.
And, you know, in American teenagers, unfortunately, we've raised a pretty narcissistic bunch that eventually, hopefully, grow out of that. But it is hard. And, you know, you basically have good kids, by the way. They're just American teenagers.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, and call in and let us know, and let us know what happens. And, you know, you're just got a lot of good energy surrounding you, so good luck to you.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Boy, Nicole, I can't wait till you have kids.
Are you telling me there's some in the cards, Cindy?
Yes, I'm telling you there's some in the cards, and you're a perfect parent now. We'll talk about that when you're a mom, though.
Okay, great. All right, Cindy. Well, we've got about 10 minutes left to our show tonight, and we are going to take one last caller. Right now, we are going to shoot up to Canada, and we're going to speak to Lena. Basically, Cindy, Lena is confused. She just wants to know, will things change? And she's very, very, she was very, very sweet, too, because she wasn't exactly sure, like, how to word her question, because she's confused, you know. So she's like, I don't even know if any of this makes sense. And I assured her that she was talking to us and that we could make sense out of just about anything.
Good.
So,
and sometimes we don't know if we're making sense.
Yeah, you know what? But somehow when we think that we're not making sense, we make sense to our listeners. So it works. It's a two-way street. you know. But basically, you know, a little bit of an outline with Lena here is that, you know, she has a career situation. There are some issues in that horizon. And, you know, she just wants to know, you know, which direction, you know, is it which direction she's going to be going in? You know, is change coming? And which direction is that change, you know, going to be? Negative, positive? Like, what's going to happen? She's just all kinds of up in the air. So hopefully you'll be able to read into her cards a little bit and give her some good news. And let's see what else she has to say, Cindy. So we're going to speak to Lena in Canada. Hello, Lena. You are on the air.
Hi.
Lena, you have good cards here. When is your birthday, by the way?
March 29th.
Okay, because by the time March 29th comes around, some of that confusion will be behind you. So you have the Ace of Pentacles, which is a new source of money and career, and the Ace of Cups next to each other. It's very unusual to see those two cards. It's really supposed to be a peaceful year and one which things start to make sense.
Okay.
So try not to worry about money so much because it's going to be better. You're getting a lot of divine guidance. It kind of, you're hearing it and then you're second guessing.
Okay.
So do you sense that you're being guided?
I kind of like, some of the times I'm like, okay, I have faith that everything's going to work out like it always has. But then now I'm kind of anxious to go to the next step.
Right, and you feel a little out of control here. I see that, and you're an old soul. Old souls are control freaks.
Oh.
They have to, like, you know, control everything. They know to dot their I's, keep their papers in order.
Yeah.
And sometimes it calls for a little bit of relinquishing the control, and that Lena has to do something to make this happen. You look like you've been doing a lot to make things happen. Now is the time of just manifesting it. Turning it over to God, putting it in the hands of God, saying, look, this is what I want. This is where I would like to be by next March 29th. This is where I want to be 5 years and 10 years from now. This is my ideal vision of the world. Thy will be done. And turn it over a little bit to God and let God start making things happen. You know, when God decides it's the right time, all of a sudden everything moves. And, you know, you are working hard. This is a lot of hard work in the cards. Do you feel you're working hard right now?
Yeah, I'm not where I want to be. Like, I have something that where I want to be, and I'm not there. And I'm confused about that. And then, like, romance, am I going to stay in this country? Like, there's just, I'm confused.
Again, you have a very good five-year period opening up. God wants to pretty much give you anything that you want. You're not really due for negative wake-up calls. You're a pretty woke person. But your spirit guides and the universe is saying, but if you don't know where you want to be, how can we help you?
Hmm.
You know,
I don't know what the best thing is.
If we give you a great job in Canada, or do you want to stay there? There's a lot of questions surrounding where do you want to be. So if you would kind of be clear a little bit more where you want to live, the universe could help you a little bit. And you're a little bit of a worrier. Are you aware of that?
Oh, I know. I'm.
There's a lot of what-ifing. What if this? What if I make the wrong decision?
Yeah.
What if that? What if that? I should have done this, could have done that, would have done that. It's almost that you're sabotaging the laws of attraction. Because the laws of attraction are very simple. We see our ideal life, and it starts manifesting. Again, if we're moving sideways instead of trying to go forward, that's what's going on in your cards. There is a nice relationship in the future here.
Like the guy?
Well, yeah, but again, you've been kind of working at standing on your own two feet without a man, correct?
I've always been like that, yeah. I can't.
Okay.
I'm never going to be dependent on anybody.
Okay, good. But now you need to know, because you're an old soul, old souls think we don't need anybody for anything, and we really don't. We're pretty good. We're jacks of all trades. We could almost figure out how to do anything.
Yeah.
But we also need to realize that we need someone. And sometimes that comes in the form of negative wake-up calls, which you're not due for. An illness, we need a doctor. I mean, we can't do our own surgery, brain
right.
surgery. Do you know what I mean? We probably could figure it out, but I would advise us not to. You know, we figure out how to do plumbing,
use
how to do this.
IPhone.
To, you know what I'm talking about. So let's acknowledge that we do need other people, and sometimes we do need help. And you're so like me because I'm always a person that really can pretty much do everything.
Yeah.
But love
I need to be vulnerable.
Yeah, and you need to just acknowledge. Sometimes we need to ask for help. And in the prince really does come when women can stand on their own 2 feet without a man.
Mm-hmm.
So you're due for that prince to really come. He's not going to rescue you. You don't need rescuing. But he's going to make your life better.
Do you know when that'll happen, or is it?
It looks really pretty soon, because your whole life's about to change. But if you can't relinquish control, because true soulmate love isn't something you control. You meet him and you love him, and boy, that could scare the hell out of a control freak like you.
Okay.
So it's acknowledging that loving someone, it's not needing them, because we can live without him. But it's mm-hmm. really, why should we?
How will I know? I mean, there's. Guys have asked me up. I'm not. There's no one now.
This soulmate's going to knock you off your sock. You know, your socks off your feet. So I don't think you're going to have to say, "Is he the one?" Because this is a really high soulmate, and you're due for it. And it's about ready to come. And career-wise, you know, there's no negative in your cards, but it's now letting go and let God. Telling God, look, why don't you show me what I need?
Are you getting anything about, like, moving? Like, I'm 1 foot here and 1 foot in Europe. And
I know, and again, we can't, you know, the world can't change with 1 foot here, 1 foot there. 2 feet somewhere. You got to plant roots somewhere.
But I don't know which one's the best one for me. That's the thing.
I know. Well, first of all, there is never a best one. There's usually, first of all, we have more than one soulmate, so the universe could bring one wherever we are.
Mm.
But following your heart's important, not your mind. Where would you love to live?
Well, I think ideally it would be Europe. If I could do like what I love to do there, then yeah.
Okay, because that's again, you have anything you want in the next 5 years is yours. So figure out where you want to go. You know, when we close one door, we're always going to, like, have some regrets. Maybe we should have done this. Or, you know, you close one door, you give up certain things. But ultimately, we're going to have to make a choice. And that's for you. You know, once you make that choice and make that decision, the universe will cooperate with you in anything that you want. Really, you're really a good person, and the universe doesn't want to give you a negative wake-up call. They just, like, kind of help us a little here, get on a plane. I mean, we can't astral project you into Europe, you know. I mean, maybe in another lifetime, but this lifetime most of us don't have that skill yet. So, you know, figuring out where you want to go, and nothing negative in your cards whatsoever.
Okay, well, that's good.
You know, just don't turn your back on love. Because if you were to die without this great soulmate love, you're going to only have answered half of your mission. And half of our mission is, hey, we're not running prostitute archetypes. We're not going to be have men be our masters and we're their slaves. Okay, you've liberated that and ended those archetypes, but you haven't shown soulmate love. And that it's a different animal that we've seen in our other lifetimes. It's two equals.
And it's not like somebody that I've had, like, it's already been in my life. This is a new person?
This appears to be a brand new love.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, you've got great cards. You know, you almost can't do anything wrong. That's the problem. You know, the hardest readings are like, hey, you're going to have a great life this way, you're going to have a great life that way. Just which great life do you want? Those are the hardest, you know, decisions to make.
Yeah.
You know, it's like... But really, you're not. You have anything that you want. So, making the decision and then not what ifing it. What if I should have done this? If only I did that. You almost have to just make a decision and go with it.
Whew, okay, so
that's hard for old
pretty
souls.
Soon. Yeah, you know, I don't like making.
Believe me, I know. I've got the same kind of mindset. But when I've let go and let God, lots of better things have come into my life.
Okay.
Well, good luck
it.
To you.
Thank
and
you.
And thanks all the callers. We're out of time. Nicole, thank you for, like, holding the ship, manning the ship, and thank the universe that I didn't get knocked off again.
Oh, yeah, well, you know what? Thank the universe that I got was able to find a computer in time and, you know, still, you know, able to do everything that, you know, as far as holding everything down while we were getting you all set to do what you do best here, Cindy. So, you know, thank you to all of the callers who have got so much patience with us whenever we have these technical difficulties. Cindy, as always, you did a beautiful job this evening, and I guess we will see you all next week, then.
Yep. Next week is the 14th.
I some of your psychic nights. I wasn't sure if next Thursday was one of them. That's why I was like a little tentative there.
No, it was 13th. The 13th on Wednesday, I have a psychic night.
Yeah. Well, I do encourage anybody that is in the area, or if anybody feels like taking a nice drive, to go and see Cindy on some of her psychic nights. But we will see you all next week. You know, same place, same time, guys. Thank you very much for joining us.
Bye.